Now, today's GeoQuiz is about a new electric car charger network. Plugging in and recharging your EV car battery just got a little easier in the Baltic country we're looking for today. It's installed a new network of fast chargers all around the country. They're scattered all the way from Narva on the Russian border to Tallinn, the capital on the Gulf of Finland. This country's no stranger to innovation. Its computer programmers get credit for inventing Skype. And the government has long championed using the latest technology in the classroom. Now the country's embracing renewable energy and electric cars.
The earlier we learn the problems of this technology and the challenges, the better we are prepared for the future. That's our motto here.
So can you name the Northern European country we're talking about? The answer is coming up in a bit. We've got to plug in and charge our batteries to get to the answer to today's GeoQuiz. That's because our European destination is one of the first countries to install a nationwide system of quick chargers for electric vehicles, also known as EVs. Guillermo Tuisk is in charge of the new electromobility program. Guillermo, tell us where you are right now and how close is the nearest charging station?
Right now I'm here in Tallinn and it's roughly 500 meters, the closest quick charger, yeah.
500 meters is the closest one to your house in Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia. So essentially, Estonia is going to try to get more people to drive electric cars. How's the program actually going to work?
We have three cornerstones in program. First, of course, it's the setting up of necessary infrastructure to give kind of a safety net to the early adopters, that nobody's left on the road. The second part is a large-scale demonstration. So we put actually the EVs to every corner of a country. So that's the 500 electric vehicles the government purchased as a part of a program. And the third part is purchase incentives to every buyer who would like to purchase an EV. So the grant rate is roughly 50% of the initial cost of a car. You can get the EV like Nissan Leaf or Mitsubishi i-MiEV with a price of 14,000 to 18,000 euros in Estonia. So it's rather comparable
to $23,000.
Yeah. Our idea was that let's create this full ecosystem at once. Because if you just deal with one or another aspect, you cannot pull things off, so to say.
And when you say no one's going to be left on the road, does that mean that the nearest charging station is just going to be like as far as you can push your car? Because that could be...
almost. I think it's basically if you see that your range is dropping near 30 kilometers, then you can be rather sure that you can reach quick charging.
What does happen if you virtually run out of gas or run out of juice in the middle of a highway?
Out of gas, we have also contracted what we call pickup service. And you can order a pickup car, which can then pull you to the nearest quick charging station. But since we do have the online map available of chargers, I believe that the users are rather feel rather comfortable of driving around in Estonia and find the nearest quick charger. Basically, the locations are in your GPS device as well.
I assume you drive an electric car.
Yes, I do.
Do you have to use a charging station near your house or do you just plug your car in at home?
I like to charge during my office hours, basically, because the car is parked over my office hours. Mostly I use quick chargers over weekends.
And when was the last time you actually bought gasoline and how much have you saved since you got an electric car?
Honestly, I don't remember. When was the last time I visited gas station?
It's great. I'm jealous.
In summer, but I have saved quite a lot of money already.
Now, of course, you offset gasoline purchases, but you also end up by using a lot of electricity. If more people are getting e-cars, where's all that electricity coming from?
In Estonia, we use only renewable energy for electric vehicles.
That's incredible. What, are you using wind or?
Mostly wind. It's like a 90% wind energy.
That's extraordinary.
But the usage of electricity by electric vehicles is really marginal compared to overall, let's say, electricity consumption by households or industry. So you basically don't even notice, even if the numbers are going to be larger, like Right now we have roughly 600 EVs, but even if we have, let's say, 10,000, 20,000 EVs, you don't even notice they're charging in the network. So
Very
I
cool.
made one funny calculation that it takes roughly 5 minutes of our wind parks to work per day to charge all the EVs in Estonia. So
how many minutes? Just 5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes for all the wind parks to work. So it will take probably 2 or 3 years. You'll see more things like we do here happening all around Europe.
Guillermo Tuisk is in charge of the new electromobility program in Estonia. Estonia is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Guillermo, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome.